Thank you for your love for us.
谢谢你对我们的爱。
And indeed, Lord, for your purpose in our life.
为着你在我们生命中的旨意感谢你。
Dear Lord, you truly are taking hold of people and bringing them to yourself.
主，你极其拣选了一批的子民，特特的归你。
Even taking all of us out of this world.
救我们脱离这个世界。
But in the world, but not of the world.
虽然我们在世界当中，但我们却不属这世界。
We thank you so much that your full intention is that as you are not of the world, so we are not.
主，谢谢你，你的旨意，就像你不属于这世界，所以我们也不属于这世界。Lord,
we rejoice in all your full salvation for us.
主，我们为着你对我们全辈的救恩，向你感谢。Not
only you identify as men.
不单你把将自己与罪人放在罪人的地位。Taking
upon our sin and shame.
代替了，背负了我们的罪孽和我们的羞辱。
But today we can also identify with you in your death and resurrection.
今天，并且今天，我们也在你的死和复活当中与你有份。
It is all that you have done.
这全是你自己的作为。
We want to thank you for this five brothers and sisters.
主，为我们当中五位的弟兄姊妹向你感恩。
Truly is your labor on the cross.
他们的确你在十字架上劳苦所结的果效。
It is by the work of your Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作。
That Lord, their hearts are now fixed on Jesus Christ.
主，让他们的心能够定睛在主耶稣的身上。
Indeed, they going into the water and crossing the separating line.
让他们进到水里，越过那分别的界限。
We want to commit to you this spiritual experience.
我们把这个属灵的经历交在你的手里。
Indeed, Lord, bring experience that they may experience the death of Christ and the newness of life in Christ.
让我们弟兄姊妹在主耶稣的里面能够经历主与主同死同复活。
And we pray, Lord, that they indeed will be the living member of your body.
的确，我们的祷告就是弟兄姊妹都能够成为耶稣基督活的身体的一部分。
Your full purpose accomplished in their life.
让你完全的旨意可以成就在他们的生命当中。
Be with us, Lord, even as the brother and sister testify of you.
主，当弟兄姊妹们来见证你的时候，求你赐下你的同在。
And we pray that all that we do glorify you.
我们的祷告就是我们所做的一切都能够荣耀你。
We pray in us in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen. So, brother and sister, the order will be as such. The following order is as such.
弟兄姊妹们，接下来就是这样。
We're going to call different brother and sister to come up here to testify to give their testimony.
我们会叫弟兄姊妹他们名字来上来给我们分享他们的见证。
It will be the same order they will be going into the water.
这也是按照他们之后要受浸的顺序。
After their testimony, we'll ask our brother Lucio to give us a little short message.
在见证之后，Lucio弟兄给我们一个简短的信息。
I will close the time with prayer.
我们在结束的时候，Jason弟兄祷告结束。
Brother and sister will have an opportunity to pray downstairs.
弟兄姊妹在一会儿受浸的时候，楼下我们可以有机会来祷告。And
then we can all witness of the Lord's doing together.
我们可以一同来见证主的作为。Okay.
Let's see. The order is first we have brother. 张立军
我们首先是张立军弟兄
Then is 林爱民姊妹 Sister 林爱民
林爱民姊妹是第二位
The third one will be Brother 王建民
第三位是王建民弟兄
The fourth one will be Sister 高林
第四位是高林姊妹
And the fifth one will be our Brother Raymond Chang
第五位是我们的 Raymond Chang弟兄
So our brother Zhang Lijun can come up.
Good
morning, brothers and sisters. I came from one of the four direct district cities in China. 天津。
在今天呢，我要和大家分享的是我为什么要信主。
啊，请你爸爸。
哦。
Today I want to share with the brothers and sisters why I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
为什么相信耶稣基督，接受他作为我的救主？
Why would I accept him as my Savior?
接受耶稣基督作为我的救主，意味着我不再需要靠自己的完美去换取我的安全感。
To accept Jesus as my Savior, it means that I no longer need to depend on my own efforts to reach perfection, to have that sense of security.
可以在他面前做真实的自己。
That we can, I can be my true self in his presence.
接受耶稣做我的救主。
To accept Jesus as my Savior.
意味着我不仅拥有了今生的依靠。
It also means not only I have someone who I can depend in this life.
更拥有了超越死亡、超越永恒的盼望。
But also I will have a hope that is beyond death and even unto eternity.
接受耶稣做我的救主。
To accept Jesus as my Savior.
我要撕掉过去的旧标签。
I would love to remove all the old labels of myself.
成为他的儿女。
To become his children.
我愿意敞开心门，请你进来做我的救主。
I would open my heart to the Lord that you can come in and be my Savior.
我愿意跟随你。
I would follow you.
信主耶稣以后，为什么有什么生命上的改变呢？我自己感受到了很多。
After I have accepted Jesus as my Savior, I sense that there were a lot of changes in myself.
信主之后，我将一切交托给了他。
After I believe in Jesus, I commit everything to Him.
坚定了内心的笃定。
That my faith is more firm.
主知道他在看顾我。
The Lord knows He is watching over me.
我在慢慢学会不再焦虑地规划每个细节。
That I slowly start to learn not to worry about every small details to plan my life.
不再为过去的错误而自责，慢慢修复我失衡的心态。
I no longer need to continue criticize myself, be critical about myself of the past wrongdoings, that I slowly to recover.
这也在我现实的生活工作中而实践着实现着。
These things are all bringing changes in my everyday life.
这次为什么我决定要受浸呢？
Why did I decide to be baptized this time?
我首先要在这里感谢我的家人将我带到了主的面前。
First of all, I want to thank my family members to bring me into the to the Lord.
幸而结识了很多好弟兄、好姊妹。
And also, thank the Lord that I began to know many great brothers and sisters.
更要感谢于美文和 Amy 姐等很多好弟兄、好姊妹。
I also would like to thank Brother Maven and Sister Amy for their help.
将福音传与我。
They shared the gospel with me.
引领我。
Leading me.
我决定受浸是要把自己过去的生活方式埋葬在水里。
I decided to get baptized so that I can leave the world, my old way of life in the water.
从今天起，我要依靠主，活出崭新的自己。
From today, I will be dependent on the Lord to live a new life.
向世界宣告，我需要恩典。
To proclaim to the world that I need the grace of the Lord.
爱从来不需要等到完美才开始。
The love, the true love, does not need to wait. Everything is perfect.
爱是在不完美中坚定地选择彼此。
That in a love relationship, it starts with the imperfect situation, but with a decisive choice.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
各位弟兄姐妹大家好，我是林爱明，来自马来西亚。
Brothers and sisters, thank you for all be here. My name is Ai Ming Lin, I'm from Malaysia.
在那个四月五号之前，我们来到福音聚会，我们是信拜偶像的。
Before April 5th, the gospel meeting, our family, we are idol worshippers.
一直以来，我媳妇两个孙子一直给那邪灵是打扰和攻击。
For a long time, my daughter-in-law and my two grandchildren, they were attacked, bothered by the evil spirit.
我看到他们这样子，我心里觉得很难受，也很难过，也不知道怎样去保护他们，照顾他们。
To see their situations, my heart was really aching and very anxious because I do not know how I can help them, how I can protect them.
我实在觉得很难受，很蒙恩。我们一道在发传单的弟兄姐妹们带到我们来到这个福音聚会。
Indeed, I suffered a lot. But really, praise God that the Lord, thank the Lord for His grace that we received the gospel tract and able to come to the gospel meeting.
在弟兄姐妹的带领下，我们的家渐渐的好起来了，没有这么感到这么辛苦和难过的，挺很平静、很喜乐的生活。
Praise God, with the gospel, our family, with the work of the Lord, our family can come back to a peaceful situation where we can live joyfully and peacefully together.
我也很感谢主来带到我们来这里，给我们有一个喜乐和平安快乐的家庭。
We also want to thank the Lord to lead us to here, so that in the Lord we can have this big, peaceful and joyful family.
在这段时间里，我也去有去福音班学习，认识主。
During this time, I also attended the gospel basic lessons.
然后我也是认识了主和接受了主耶稣。
And I also get to know the Lord and accept the Lord as my Savior.
感谢主一直在背后看住我们，保守我们，爱护我们，给我们家有一个安宁的家庭。
Thank the Lord, He is watching over us, protecting us, to give us a home that is of peace and rest.
今天我休息。归了主耶稣，归了基督。
Today I'm going to be baptized and belong to the Lord.
感谢主，感恩主，一直与我们同在。
Praise the Lord, give all the thanks to Him, for He has been with us always.
我们一直的依赖你，信靠你，阿门。
We will always rely on you, put our trust in you. Amen.
感谢阿门。
各位兄长，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace, dear brothers and sisters, peace.
今天我生命中最值得纪念的一天。
This is the most memorable day in my life.
今天能站在这接受洗礼，向大家分享我的得救见证 我衷心充满了无尽的感恩与喜乐。
My heart's full of praise and thanksgiving that today I can be here to testify how I accept the Lord and receive the Lord Jesus as my Savior.
在认识耶稣之前，我一直感到迷茫和焦虑。
Before I got to know the Lord, my life is full of anxious and worries.
用自己的方式死撑，心里无法充满的空洞。
I will use my own ways and try to sustain survive, but my heart's full of hollowness.
因为人是有原罪的。
Because the man has our sin, original sin.
在人的心里有了欲望，就有了贪嗔痴。
And also because our lust, and there is all kinds of evil things in our heart.
贪就是贪欲。
And the lust, the greed,
淫欲、嫉妒，
and the lust, envy,
贪食享乐，
and pleasure of this life,
嗔就是暴怒、仇恨、纷争、陷害他人，
and also sometimes there's anger and hatred and try to attacking other people.
这就是偶像崇拜、迷信、骄傲
，and also idol worshiping, pride。
怎样去掉这些罪恶？心里没有答案。
But I have no answer how to remove these sins in my life。
直到在神的带领下，我走进了教会。
Until by God's leading, I come to the church。
在小组和主日崇拜中，我感受到前所未有的爱和包容。
In the small group meetings and also Sunday worship time, I sense the acceptance I never had it before.
当我第一次听到诗歌，我心里充满了正能量和感动。
The first time I heard the hymns, my heart's full of lights and thanksgiving.
满眼流泪。
My eyes were full of tears.
是在天父在对我的灵魂说，孩子，你回家吧。
I sense as if our Heavenly Father says, son, time to come home.
他用他的宝血洗净了我的罪。
He cleansed my sin with his precious blood.
约翰福音第十四章第六节
In the Gospel of John, chapter 14,
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，你们将自由。
Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, the life, and by me you will be truly set free.
他的真理光照了我，使我心里有了自由。
That because of his truth enlightens my heart, so my heart can have true freedom.
今天我选择了受礼，宣告旧的我死去埋葬。
Today I decided to get baptized to proclaim that my old self is buried dead.
如今活着是基督复活生命里的新人。
And now, the one alive is alive from Christ Jesus in him.
未来的日子里，我愿将生命主权交给神。
That in the future days, I would commit my life to God.
感谢神没有抛弃失足的我。
Thank God he did not discard I who was lost.
感谢你一路的陪伴。
And thank you for your presence and support all the way.
为我带齐的牧长和林姊妹、老兄弟、贵兄弟、陈兄弟和众姊妹和弟兄来 未来的日子里，我愿将生命主权交给神。
Thank for many brothers and sisters' help that in the future days I would love to commit my life into the Lord's hands.
他是我生命唯一的救主和主信。
He is the only savior in my life.
爱我的主都必将与我同在。
My dear Lord, He will grant His presence with me.
愿将一切荣耀赞美都归我们在天上的父。
I want to give all the praise and thanksgiving to our Father in heaven.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我叫高林。今天我决定受洗，接受耶稣基督作为生命的救主。
My name is Gao Ling. Today I decided to be baptized and accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
回望我这一路走来的信仰历程，我非常的感恩。
My heart's full of thanksgiving. Reviewing the journey of my the journey of my faith.
因为每一位我曾经遇见、如今相处的基督徒，都像传递火种一样，一步一步的把我带到主耶稣面前。
Because all the brothers and sisters who I met, as if they passed the torch or the seed of the gospel to me, and through their help, step by step, I came to know the Lord.
特别感谢我的 Albert 表叔和视频表婶，以及我在 CBM 教会认识的弟兄姐妹，还有远在福州的教会的弟兄姐妹，是你们让我有机会认识耶稣，了解信仰。
I'm really thankful for my uncle Albert and relative sister Saiping, and also the brothers and sisters here, and also the brothers and sisters in Fuzhou, in Fujian, China. Indeed, through your help, that I was able to come to know the Lord and know more about the faith.
还有今天来到现场见证我受洗的来自乌塞教会的 Frank 弟兄，还有我的儿子张凯瑞，谢谢你们分享我生命中重要的时刻。
I also want to thank a brother from another church, Frank, and also my son,
张凯瑞.
Thank you for your presence to testify with me for my baptism.
我是一个无神论者，曾经。
I used to be an atheist.
很理性，对所有的事情，我需要经过自己的查考，才要信的认真。
I'm very logical that everything I encountered, I need to test it out to prove it, and then to confirm it.
因为真理特别的宝贵。
Because the truth is very precious.
20年前我在法国读书的时候，住在一位基督徒房东家里，他待我如姐妹，那是我第一次近距离的与基督徒接触。
20 years ago, when I was studying in France, my landlord lady, she is a Christian. That was the first time I had a close encounter with Christians.
3年前在美国，我的弟弟也在这里受洗。并归入主怀安息。
3 years ago, my brother, my younger brother, accepted the Lord here. He was baptized, and now he went to be with the Lord.
他们在经历苦难依然温软待人的模样，至今仍然留在我的记忆里。
That leaves a great thing in my memory. That even through the sufferings, they are still so gentle.Still so kind.
还有一件事情对我影响也很深。
There's another thing really left a deep impression in me.
2年前我因为工作关系帮助福州一所学校翻译校史档案的时候。
2 years ago, because of my work situation, I was helping a school in Fuzhou and to translate their documents.
我惊讶地发现这是一所由美国传教士在上个世纪初来到中国福州建立的一所女子学校。
I was really surprised finding out that this school actually was started by missionary in China to be a school for the ladies, for the women.
不仅在中国福州，在中国很多乡村和城市都有我们基督徒建立的学校和医院。
Not only in Fuzhou, but in many places, cities and villages, there are a lot of schools and hospitals established by Christians.
我就开始好奇，基督徒究竟相信什么？
I became curious what Christians really believe.
是什么样的信仰让他们愿意放弃优越的生活，远渡重洋？来到贫穷落后的中国，并把自己的一生中那么长的时间献给这里的人。
I'm really curious, what kind of faith caused them to leave a comfortable life behind and came thousands of miles away to China to a very rural and very difficult life environment to devote their life so many years to the people here.
所以我开始从好感到好奇到想要认识深入了解并爱上主耶稣。
So, it started from my curiosity to know more about it, to be attracted, and to become a follower and lover of Christ.
经过一段时间的学习查考，我找到了答案。
After a period of examining and studying, I found the answer.
这个世界确实在我看不见的地方承载着一位伟大、智慧而充满恩典的造物主。
In this world, though he is invisible, but there is one creator that is full of love, full of wisdom and power.
我们只要认真看宇宙中的星辰运作有序，万物丰富而有规律，小到细胞和基因都有令人惊叹的精妙结构。
If we look at the stars, look at the heavens, and even until the smallest things like a cell or genes, everything has their beautiful, detailed structure and creation.
圣经也不再是我曾经以为的神话故事书，而是神的话语。
The Bible is no longer what I considered as a fairy tale, but they are the word of God.
我对圣经中最的理解也有了新的概念。
I began to understand better about the definition of sin in the Bible.
以前我对这个词很抵触。
In the past, I have a great resistance for this word.
那我现在明白，人性中的骄傲、自私、贪婪、嫉妒，从古至今不断重复。
Now I began to understand that greed, pride,And all these things have been repeated all over man's history.
小到人与人之间的矛盾、利益冲突，大到暴力战争，我们都能看到罪带来的影响。
On a small scale, from people's relationships, all the difficult relationships, to the larger global aspects that all the wars in this world, we all can see the consequence of sin.
过去我认为这只是人的性格和社会问题，但现在我开始明白，人的内心确实需要被救赎。
In the past, I only considered these matters as interpersonal relationships, people's characters, or global events. But now I realize, now people really need to be saved.
而基督信仰给我的答案就是耶稣基督，他给我们带来的救赎。从最终释放，让我们获得真正的自由的原生。
And now the answer I arrived is that only Jesus Christ can save us free from sin and even give us eternal life.
信仰带给我生命中的改变，让我明白。
Faith brought many changes in my life, and it makes me to understand.
他并不会让我从此远离困难，也没有让我成为一个完美的人。
He will never let me be free from any difficulties, he will still allow these things to happen.
但他让我从新的角度去看待自己，看待世界。
But he will allow me to see myself and the world from a new perspective.
人生不仅仅是追求事业、财富和个人的得失，更重要的是与神的关系，以及我们如何去爱他人。
Man's life is not about our own career, success, richness, but more about to know God's salvation and how through His love we can love others.
神的恩典和公义是普遍的。
God's grace and His providence are universal.
就像阳光不会因为山野的百合花少一分照耀，也不会因为园中的玫瑰娇艳多给他一分阳光。
Just like the sun, it will not because whether it's roses or whether it's lilies to give some extra sunlight.
风雨来临，无论是高大的树木还是柔弱的小草，都会同样经历它。
When there is a storm, rainfall.Whether it's a great trees or even the grass, they all experience the same.
我祈求神赐予我力量和智慧，坚固我的信心。
I pray to God that He will give me strength and wisdom and strengthen my faith.
让我在未来的生活中有勇气面对困难，有能力经历挫折。
But in the future, I may have the courage to face difficulties as I going through challenges.
也让我学会更多的爱家人、爱邻舍，成为一个能够给别人带来温暖和祝福的人。
But I may also learn how to love my family, my neighbors, that I can be someone who brings blessings to others.
今天受洗对我来说不是一个终点，而是一个新的生命的开始。
Today's baptism is not the end, but it's a new start in my life.
感谢主，也感谢一路上帮助、陪伴、带领我的每一位弟兄姐妹。
I want to praise the Lord, thank the Lord, and also thank you all the brothers and sisters for accompanying me in this journey of faith.
愿荣耀归于神，感谢大家。
May all the glory be to God. Thank you.
说的有点多。
Hi, I'm Raymond.
大家好，我叫 Raymond。
So today I am taking up my cross and declaring to the world that I'm following Jesus.
今天我就来到人生这个关口，然后向世界来宣告我是属于耶稣的。
Getting baptized is my way of showing union with Christ, going down into the water as I die to my old self and coming out to live a brand new life in Him.
我来受浸是。来为了跟随耶稣以向世界来宣告，当我进到水下面的时候，我是与耶稣同死同埋葬，当从水里出来的时候，我是与基督一同复活。
Today I'm all in, I belong to Jesus and I'm ready to follow him.
今天我就全部的信心都放在耶稣的里面，我宣告我是属于耶稣的，我要跟随耶稣。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
I'd like to read a few scriptures as we have a short meditation on the meaning of baptism.
我们读几处的圣经，我们很简短的默想一下关于受浸。
I want to read two scriptures from 1 Corinthians.
我们读哥林多前书的两处经节。
In chapter 5,
哥林前书第五章。
And verse 7 we read,
第七节。
Clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump.Just as you are, in fact, unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, also has been sacrificed.
第七节，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除净，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
I'm going to reread the last phrase. For Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed.
我再读最后一句，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
In the same book, in chapter 10,
同样在第十章
we have other verses that also point to the story of Exodus. You know, the Passover is happening in the book of Exodus, in the Old Testament.
我们在这里也有一些经节指到旧约当中的逾越节。
In chapter 10, I'll read verses 1 and 2. The apostle says, For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
哥林多前书第十章第一节第二节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
And if you jump a little ahead in verse 6, just the first half of that verse, we read, Now these things, referring to what happened in the Exodus, these things happened as examples for us.
我们再读一下第六节，就讲了前面的事情，这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
And finally, one verse from Exodus itself.
最后一节就是在Exodus.
Exodus,
在出埃及,
chapter 15.
在出埃及记十五章.
You'll read verse 2.
第二节.
And I'll just give you the context. They, after the Passover, you know that they crossed the Red Sea.
给大家讲一下背景这节经节。在逾越节之后，他们就过了红海。
Just as we sang today. We sang it in two different hymns, actually. The Red Sea, that is a symbol of baptism.
在今天我们其实也有唱两首诗歌，都讲到这个逾越节的经历。然后那个讲到那个红海，它是
Now it's quite eye-opening to realize when they get to the other shore of the Red Sea after they crossed it, what they say.
讲到红海就讲到其实是受洗见证，但他们讲到过了红海之后，他们在那一边他们说什么呢？
I'll just read one verse, verse 2.
我读第二节。
The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will extol him.
出埃及十五章第二节，耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救，这是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。
So the Apostle Paul just says here in 1 Corinthians that the stories in the Old Testament, the events that happen in the book of Exodus, they are examples for us.
刚才我们读的哥林多前书，使徒保罗在那里讲到说，他们我们讲到那个经历受尽，就是同样的经历。
In other words, there is a pattern there that explains the fundamental principles of Christian life.
换句话说，在那里有一个图像，然后解释一个模式，解释我们基督徒生命当中最重要的一些的教训，一些的经历。
I'm sure you know the saying that goes, "A picture is worth a thousand words." Did you ever hear that? I'm sure you have.
有听过这个俗语，就讲到说一幅图画胜过上千个文字。
And it's very true because our brains, most of the information that we get is something visual.
因为对于我们的大脑是很真实的，我们大多数所领受的信息都是图像的信息。
When you see a picture, all of a sudden you understand something.
当我们看到一个图画，突然我们就明白了一些事情。
And the stories in Exodus, they're just that.
在出埃及记里的故事就是这样。
They are real stories, they happen, but they are pictures that will explain what is Christian life about.
那有些真实的事情发生，但是那里的图画就让我们能够明白基督徒的生活是关乎什么事情的。
In 1 Corinthians, we read two different passages when Paul is referring to two events from the Exodus.
在哥林多前书那两处的经节，保罗就讲到了在出埃及记所发生的两件事。
In chapter 5, he mentions the Passover.
在第五章他讲到逾越节。
In chapter 10, he mentions the crossing of the Red Sea.
在第十章他讲到说穿过红海。
Different events that happened in the Exodus, and yet they're inseparably linked together.
虽然这是在出埃及里发生不同的事件，但他们确实不可分割的应该连接在一起。
And if you notice, the apostle goes ahead and very explicitly says that the crossing of the Red Sea symbolizes baptism.
但是如果你仔细看的话，使徒保罗就特别的把两件事连在一起的，而且特别讲说，越过红海的故事。就是跟我们的受浸相关。
Which, when you come to think about it, should be quite obvious. You're crossing a body of water through a miracle that the Lord made, and that crossing came to symbolize what baptism means.
大家如果仔细想到他们所在越过红海的时候所经历的，他们就从水当中走过去，然后这个的确就是来预表我们的受浸。
So having that in view, just two simple questions.
当我们有这幅图画的时候，我们有两个简单的问题。
First, how are Passover and the crossing of the Red Sea connected?
第一个问题就是逾越节和穿越红海，他们两个是如何连接在一起的？
Why they cannot be separated? One has to follow the other.
为什么不能是两个是独立的事件？为什么一件事情要跟随另一件事情？
And the second question will be, in which way the crossing of the Red Sea symbolizes baptism?
第二个问题就是说穿越红海为什么来预表我们的受浸？
So let me start from the Passover. We need just a little bit of background here.
让我们讲一下逾越节的背景。
Because you know that I'm sure you grew many of you grew up hearing this in Sunday school or whatnot.
我相信我们当中有很多弟兄姊妹可能都在我们当中长大，参加我们的主日学。
Israel was in slavery in Egypt for more than 400 years.
以色列在埃及为奴超过400年。
And their lives became reduced to making bricks for a tyrant, for Pharaoh.
他们的生命好像就降卑到一个地步，就是为了一个暴君法老来做砖。
It was a sorrowful, meaningless existence.
他们的生活的是非常可怜的，没有任何目的的生存。
But then the Lord steps in into that scene to deliver Israel.
然后主就来到这个他们的情形当中要拯救以色列。
And you remember this story. When Moses goes to Pharaoh, commanded by the Lord and says, let my people go, Pharaoh says, no way, they're staying here. They're my slaves.
记得摩西受神的吩咐到法老那里说让我的百姓离去。法老说不可以，没有办法，你不能走。
And the Lord has to send plague after plague after plague. Each plague is like a blow on Pharaoh.To kind of make him change his mind.
神就要拆下来降下一个灾又一个灾，每一个灾都重重的击打法老，就让他要谦卑下来，软化下来。
After 9 plagues, Pharaoh still refuses the people go.
经过九个灾，法老仍然不让百姓走。
And then finally, you have the 10th plague.
最后你有第十个灾。
It's related to Passover.
就是跟逾越节相关的。
Because the Lord said, when he announces that plague, he says, I'm going to come down in the land of Egypt, I myself, and then I'm going to pass over, on the night of Passover, I'm going to pass through the land.
然后在这个第十个灾，主就说我自己要来降下到埃及地，然后在逾越节那天晚上，我要从他们中间经过。
And he says that he's going to exercise judgment in the land of Egypt.
他要对埃及地施行审判。
All the firstborns in the land were supposed to die that night.
那一晚所有埃及地的长子都要去死去。
But at the same time, the Lord provided a way to escape that judgment.
但是同时主也提供了一个能够逃离这个审判的方法。
A lamb had to be sacrificed for each household.
每一个家都要来献上一只羔羊。
And the blood of that lamb was going to be applied to the door frame of each house.
然后那个羔羊的血要涂在每个家的门楣门框上面。
And each family was supposed to stay inside that house that had the blood applied in their doorpost throughout the whole night of the Passover.
然后每一个人家他们在那整个逾越节的晚上都要待在那个涂了血羊血的门楣门框的那个家里面。
And by doing that, you're going to be spared from the judgment that was going to come, the killing of the firstborn.
如果你这样做的话，你就能够逃离要来的那个审判，就是要击杀长子。
And that's exactly what happened that night.
那就是那一晚上所发生的事。
The Lord came down, he passed through the land.
主降下来，他 穿过埃及地,
house by house.
一家又一家,
and the Bible says that when he saw the blood on the door frame of a house, he passed over that house.
然后讲到他看到这个家门楣上的血的时候, 他就越过了这一家。
Hence the name, I don't know if that word's in Mandarin or not, but Passover literally means that he passed over. He spared that house from judgment because of the blood of a lamb.
所以那个逾越节的名字就这样来,它中文也是一样的,就是讲到说当他看到呢门上面的血,他就越过这一家。The
blood of the lamb became Israel's shelter, Israel's protection.
羔羊的血成为以色列人他们的逃离的,他们的住处。
Now, this is a picture of our salvation.
这个就是我们救恩的一个图画。
Because we too, as human beings, we are born under a bondage.
因为我们作为人,我们生在了一个捆绑之下。
You know, several of the testimonies mention freedom, that they became free. And what is that bondage?
今天我们当中好几个见证都讲到了自由,他们得到了自由。 那是什么是过去那个捆绑禁锢呢?
It's a bondage of sin, even as our sister was sharing right now.
就是我们姊妹刚才所分享的,其实就是罪的禁锢。
We are all born in the same boat.
我们都是同样的,生在同样的光景当中。
You know, as human beings, one of the things that is very easy for us is to see the problems in others.
作为人,我们都很容易看到别人生命上面的问题。
And we think, wow, so-and-so is so greedy. Oh, he has a problem.
我们觉得这个人,他太贪心了。
And so-and-so is so envious. She has a problem.
这个人,他太常常会嫉妒别人。
But the truth, according to the Word of God, and even if you just look at the mirror, honestly, is that I am part of the sin problem. I am a sinner. We were all born under the bondage.
但是如果我们看圣经,或者我们看镜子,我们发现我们每一个人,我自己都是生在罪下面,我们都是一个罪人。And
because of that, we were all under an impending judgment of God.
因为这样,我们都在那里等候着神将要来的审判。As
the righteous judge, which he is, he would be... It would be only right for him to judge us and to condemn us.
作为一个公义的法官,他是这样的公义,他唯一能做的就是要来定我们的罪,审判我们。
But just like in the story of Passover, God also provided a real way of escape for every one of us.
就好像在逾越节里的故事,神为我们每一个人都预备了一个逃离审判逾越的方法。
He sent his son to this world as a pure, innocent lamb.
他把他的儿子猜到这个世上,成为一个那纯净,没有罪的为我们。
In case you're wondering, why a lamb was chosen to be sacrificed on Passover night?
如果你可能会问,为什么在逾越节的晚上要选一个羔羊做赎罪?
It should be quite obvious. A lamb of all animals probably is the one that will convey the sense of purity, innocence. If you kill a lamb, do not react.
Do not open its mouth. God
sent his son Jesus to this world as such a lamb, an innocent man, even to die on a cross to shed his blood for us.
所以神就差遣他的爱子耶稣基督来到这个世上。
So that by believing in him, we may escape the judgment that we all deserve because we are sinners.
所以当我们相信他的时候,因为我们原本是罪人,我们就能够逃离那些审判。
We can receive a new life in him and be freed from the bondage of sin.
我们可以从他那里接受一个新的生命。 然后能够逃离这个罪的重担。
Just as in the story of the Passover, Jesus Christ is offered as a shelter to anyone who believes in him.
就像在逾越节里的故事,耶稣基督就成为我们人的宗保,成为我们的一个 避难的所，让所有相信的人都可以安全的在他里面。
And the Bible says that whoever believes in Him, in Jesus, will be saved.
圣经上讲，所有相信耶稣的人都能都必得救。
To believe in Him simply means that you trust that He died for you.
相信他就意味着就很简单，就是说相信他为你死。
Just as Israel trusted, you know, I'm sure that they did it. They were not forced to put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost. No.
就好像以色列百姓们，他们相信，他们没有被逼迫着一定要把羔羊的血抹在门框上。
Oh, but they trusted that that was the Lord's provision and that would protect them, and that's exactly what happened.
然后他们却相信那个神给他们供应的方法会保护他们，然后事情也的确就这样发生了。
And so anyone that trusts and believes in Jesus Christ as that provision of God for your sin can be saved.
所以一切相信耶稣的，然后相信他是神为我们赎罪所预备的，我们就能够得救。
You believe in Jesus Christ, He becomes your shelter.
当你相信耶稣，他就成为你的避难所。
You're perfectly saved.And secure in
him. 你就可以完全的、完美的在他的里面得拯救，而且得平安、得安全。
And there is nothing else that needs to be added to the salvation that he offers. Nothing.
没有任何的事情需要再加添在他给我们提供的救恩上面。
Nothing else can possibly be added. He did it all.
他做了所有的一切的事情，没有任何需要再添加的。
Our part.Just as in the story of Passover, is simply to put our trust in Him.
我们所需要做的，就好像在逾越节的故事当中，就是把我们的信靠、我们的相信放在他的身上，相信他。
So the question is this:
这个问题就是、
If Jesus did everything that is needed for our salvation,
如果耶稣为我们的救恩所做了所有一切需要的事
，Why does the Bible command us to be baptized?
为什么圣经也吩咐我们要受浸呢
？This is what these five brothers and sisters are going to do.
就是我们这五位的弟兄姊妹，他们马上要做的。
But perhaps someone may be saying, "Wait a second. Jesus did all that is needed. He did, yes."
可能有人会说，哎，等一下，耶稣已经做成了一切，的确是的。
Why to be baptized?
为什么我们要受浸呢
？The short answer to that question is this.
一个简单的答案就是这样。
We are baptized not in order to be saved.But because we were saved.
我们要受浸不是因着我们要得救，而是反过来是因为我们得救，所以我们要受浸。
This is really, really important.
这个非常重要的。
Baptism in itself doesn't save us, but because Jesus saved us, because we believed in him, oh yes, we take the step of being baptized.
受浸不会，他自己不会说拯救我们。但反过来是因着我们已经相信耶稣，我们已经得救，所以我们今天要受浸。
Let me put it this way. Baptism is a visible response to what Jesus already have done.
换句话说，受浸呢，就是因着耶稣已经做成的事情，我们在外面可以看见的一个回应。
Let me put it again. Slightly different.Baptism is a visible response to an invisible faith you already had in Jesus.
换一句话说，受浸呢，就是让我们在相信耶稣那个看不见的信心的外面，我们有一个可以看见的这样的一个回应。
Now, this response, it may sound that, well, okay, if Jesus did it all, baptism is like an optional thing. Nope, that would be a big mistake to think that way.
如果有人觉得说耶稣已经为我们成就了一切救恩，那受浸好像并不必要，不，这是很大的错误的思想。
Baptism really, really matters. If you just read the New Testament, you know, oh man, there is such an emphasis on it.
但是大家如果仔细读新约的圣经的话，你会发现受浸是很重要的一件事情。
But why? Why is it so important? If Jesus did it all.
如果耶稣已经成就我们一切的救恩，为什么受浸也很重要呢
？Let's put it this way: baptism. What's that? Baptism doesn't affect your salvation, but in a way, baptism seals your salvation that you already have received.
换句话说，受浸呢，它不是说带来你的得救，但是受浸呢， 就把你已经得救的这件事情上好像盖上印戳了一样。
But what do I mean by seal?
我说盖上印戳是什么意思呢？
It's like it confirms a salvation that you already received when you believed in Jesus.
就是再一步确定说你已经接受了耶稣基督，你已经在他里面得救了。
It just like a seal in real life, it authenticates yourself, it testifies it is real.
就好像在我们真实生活当中一个印戳或一个公证一样，它就能够再次来证明说，证明说这个是真实的，已经发生了。
It safeguards the salvation you already ever seen.
它就来保守你已经得到的这个救恩。
And in a way, that's what we see going back to the story of Exodus.
这就是我们回来看到了在出埃及记里所发生的。
Because right after the Passover, Israel crosses the Red Sea. The two things go together.
在逾越节之后，马上以色列人他们就过了红海，两件事情相关在一起。
So let's finish asking a few more questions.
那我们结束的时候再问几个问题。
The basic question is, how do we see in the story of Exodus,that baptism seals the salvation that we have received.
好，在出埃及的故事里，我们如何能够看见好像受浸就让我们已经得救的这件事情被盖上印戳证明呢？
In three ways.
有三个方面。
Number one, after crossing the Red Sea, Israel starts praising the Lord for the salvation that they have received.
第一方面，当以色列百姓过了红海的时候，他们开始来赞美神为他们所得到的救恩。
You see, that's the verse from Exodus 15 that we read.
这个就是出埃及十五章的经节。
I'll read the first phrase. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. That's what they say on the other side when they finish crossing.
当他们穿过红海在另一边的时候，他们就赞美神说，耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。
Now, think about it.They already had been saved on the Passover night. They were delivered. They were spared.
大家想一想，他在逾越节的那个晚上，他们已经被存留越过，他们已经被拯救。
But after crossing the Red Sea, that salvation now is confirmed, is sealed. It's something so real to them. They start praising the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have saved me. They realized it in a new way by crossing the Red Sea.
但是在穿过红海之后呢？他们就开始了更加的明白，然后他们的救恩就已经被盖上印戳，然后他们在那里开始赞美敬拜神。
That's what baptism does for you.
这就是受浸在你身上所做的。
It's not affecting salvation. Oh, but it will let you see your salvation with such clarity, and you will be like Israel and Moses. You'll praise the Lord.
受浸呢不会说给你救恩，但是呢他让你的救恩盖上印戳。就像以色列百姓和摩西一样，当他们过了红海之后，他们就开始更加的确据神对他们的拯救，他们赞美。
Here is another way in which baptism seals our salvation.
还有另一方面就是受浸如何确认，好像印戳公证一样我们的救恩。
It seals your deliverance from the enemy.
它就好像成全了我们从仇敌手中被拯救的这件事。
Think about the story how it goes. On the Passover night, finally, to 10 plagues, Pharaoh finally relents to say, okay, you can go.
大家想象那个在逾越节那个晚上在逾越节之后，法老终于说以色列百姓，你们现在可以走了。
But if you know the story, if you remember it,Before they crossed the Red Sea, Pharaoh tried to change his mind and said, what am I doing? You know what? I want them still to serve me. And he's not letting them go again.
大家记得那个故事就是当法老让他们走之后呢，他又改主意了。他说我在做什么呢？我难道让这些服侍我的人走吗？所以他又改主意，他又派追兵去追赶他们。
But after they crossed the Red Sea, oh, their deliverance is sealed. They're out of the reach of the enemy. It's fine.
但是当他们越过了红海，他们的拯救就好像被盖上印戳确定的，他们就逃离了仇敌再继续追寻他们的范畴。
Now, if Pharaoh changes his mind, there is a sea between him and Israel. That's it. It's over.
现在如果法老在改变他的主意的时候，在他和以色列百姓当中有一个红海在那里阻挡，所以他们就不能再有这样的企图了。
So just imagine for a second, right? If you're wondering, okay, Jesus did it all. I believed in him. Do I need to be baptized? Let's just think of something on a scenario for a second.
可能我们也会有这样 疑惑、哎、耶稣已经做成这一切、我们还难道还需要受浸吗？他已经成就了我们的救恩，我们可以在这思想一下。
Here's a scenario. What would have happened if Israel, after the Passover, after being stayed on Passover night, what would have happened if they had stayed in the land of Egypt and not crossed the Red Sea?
大家如果想一想，以色列百姓如果在逾越节之后，他们如果没有过红海，还仍然留在埃及地，那之后会发生什么事情呢？
They would still be a blood-redeemed people. There is no question about that.
他们仍然是羔羊宝血所救赎的百姓，没有问题。
Oh, but don't you think that Pharaoh would still have a claim on them?
你会不会觉得法老在他们身上仍然有权势呢？
And Pharaoh could very well say, "Well, okay, you're still in my land."So come back, I want you to keep, you know, doing, making some breaks for me.
法老可能说，你们还活在我的领土，那么你们现在回来再继续给我做砖。
By crossing the Red Sea, the claim is finally broken.
Right.
当他们穿过了红海的时候，法老在他们上权势就终于结束了。
I've crossed the Red Sea of his death and left the world behind me. Didn't we just sing it?
我们唱的诗歌，他就说，我穿过了他死的红海，我把世界留在了背后。
Baptism seals your deliverance.
受浸好像就在你的拯救上面盖戳确认。
The third thing I'm going to say that baptism seals is your identity.
第三件事有讲到，就是受浸在我们生命中有印戳这样的功效，就是讲到
your identity.
就是你的对自身的认识，自我的定义。
In the verses we read in 1 Corinthians 10, in verse 2 there is a phrase that is a little enigmatic perhaps.
在哥林多前书我们所读的第十章有一个词，有好像有些奥秘。
Because the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, tells us that all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
在十五章第十章第二节里面使徒保罗说你们 都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
Baptized into Moses? That sounds enigmatic.
这里好像说受洗归了摩西，好像也很奥秘的一件事情。
What does it mean?
它到底意味着什么呢？
I think it's very simple.
这个很简单。
Before they had a leader, it was Pharaoh, it was a tyrant.
过去他们有一个领袖，是一个暴君，是法老。
When they're baptized into Moses, when they cross the Red Sea, they're under a new leadership. Now Moses is the leader. He's the one that is going to guide them all the way to the border of the land.
但是他们从红海里过了红海受洗，他们就有了一个新的领袖，就是摩西。然后摩西要在那里继续带领他们直走到迦南地的边境。
And so is with us, brothers and sisters.
同样对我们也是同样的。
When we are baptized, there is a visible expression that we have a new leader, the Lord Jesus.
就是当我们受浸的时候，我们有一个很清楚的一个变化，就是我们有个新的领袖，耶稣基督。
I'm trying to be careful here. I don't believe that in baptism you get the new leader. You already got it when you were saved by believing in him. Yes, but that happened in your heart. It was invisible. Baptism is a visible.Expression that you're under the headship of Jesus.
我想说的更清楚一点，就是当你其实得救的时候，你在心当中你已经有一个新的领袖带领你的，就是耶稣基督。但是呢，现在受浸就把这件事情能表明出来，能够确认更确凿的显明出来，你现在就是跟随耶稣基督的人。
That's your new identity. You belong to Jesus Christ.
这就是你新的身份，你是属于耶稣基督。
This is more important than I can put it in words.
这个原本超过我话语能表达清楚的。
Because in that visible expression, when you go into the water, what happened in your heart now is public to all the spiritual world. The invisible world is taking notice. All the church takes notice. The visible expression is out, and that seals your identity in Christ.
当你进到水里的时候，你心中对耶稣基督的相信，这个原本看不见的，好像突然就对全世界都成为见证。无论是在空中的属灵的教会在神的面前都成为一个见证，见证你的新的一个 你的属性，你是属耶稣基督的。
It's like this again, the hymn we sang. There is a phrase there that I love.
就好像我们诗歌里所唱的一节经历，我很喜欢的。
It's a baptism hymn, very obviously.
这的确是一首关于受浸的诗歌。
But one of the lines go, I've made exchange of masters now. That's baptism.
它这里有一节歌词讲到说，我现在更换了主人。
You're under Pharaoh, under the world, this symbolizes Satan, the world system. You are, we were all under bondage of that. Now, you're released by a wonderful Savior. You belong to Jesus Christ. He's your new master.
我们过去原本是属于这个世界撒旦的权势之下，是法老的权势之下，但现在我们的却有新的主人，就是主耶稣基督。
So let's have a word of prayer before we head down.We want to go now, take a step, but we want to have a short prayer here, and then have a season of prayer when we get downstairs. Okay?
我们现在在这里有一个简短的祷告，然后之后到下面我们弟兄姊妹可以更多的祷告，我们来受浸。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们谢谢你的话语。
Because it reveals, Lord Jesus, what you have done for us.
因为你的话语启示主耶稣你做成的。
Oh, that you became the Lamb of God, and you...made a full provision for our salvation on your cross.
你成为神的羔羊，在十字架上成为我们救恩，成就了一切。
We thank you for that, Lord.
主，我们谢谢，感谢你。
And we also thank you, Lord, because you left us baptism, now as a visible expression of that faith that we had.
主，谢谢你也赐给我们受浸，让我们能够在我们的看不见的我们的救恩上面能够有清楚的表明。
So our prayer for our brothers and sisters that are taking this step, Lord, seal it in their hearts as they take this step.
主，当我们弟兄姊妹愿意受浸的时候，就求你为他们盖上印章，确认。
And we pray for all of us. Perhaps some of us we were baptized so long ago.
还有我们弟兄姊妹们，可能我们很早以前受浸了。
Oh, help us to see that what you have done is eternal, Lord.It's forever, Lord. Help us to walk day by day in the reality into which you have introduced us by your grace.
主啊，让我们能够看见你做成的是永远的，也让我们能够在每天能够活在这样的真实当中。
We pray these things for your glory in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告是为着你的荣耀，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Brother.
So, brother and sister, we can just head down. I think some of you, if you cannot move freely, you can stay here. I think they were trying to show you up here as well. So let's go down now.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以现在到楼下。如果有些弟兄姊妹行动不方便，你也可以留在这里。我们会在这投影仪上播放。
Trying to translate the best way possible.
No, I'm trying. Thank you. Can you get around? Pretty funny.
Check 1-2, check 1-2. Check 1-2, check 1-2. Check 1-2, check 1-2. Check 1-2, check 1-2. Check 1-2.
So, brothers and sisters, we want to begin our time downstairs, down here.
弟兄姊妹，我们开始我们在这里的聚会。
Why don't we sing the first stanza of hymn 300?
我们一同来唱诗歌三百首的第一节。
I have decided to follow Jesus. I'll have a word of prayer, and then our brothers and sisters will come into the water.
那我们一同唱这首诗歌，然后我们的弟兄会祷告之后，我们就让请我们的弟兄姊妹们下水。
Have a word of prayer.
Oh God.
We thank you, Lord, because that's the testimony of these brothers and sisters.
主，我们感谢你为这弟兄姊妹们的见证。
They have already believed in you.
他们已经信靠你。
They have already decided to follow you.
他们已经决定要跟随你。
But now there is a public testimony, a visible expression of their faith.
如今他们
in the baptism.
如今他们要借着洗礼有公开的见证。
We thank you for that, Lord.
我们感谢你。
And we commit this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间交在你的手里。
Our prayer, Lord, is that you would be glorified, exalted, because you are a wonderful Savior.
哦，主，实在你是那奇妙的救主，愿你在这里得着高举。
The only reason we can have this time is because you are such a wonderful Savior.
实在我们能够如此的聚集，乃是因你是我们奇妙的救主。
So be glorified, Lord, in their lives, in your church, as we join together in your presence for this time.
哦，主，愿你在我们弟兄姊妹们的身上得着荣耀，在你的教会中得着荣耀。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
First brother, 就是 brother 张立军。
第一位张立军弟兄。
And the next one is 林爱明sister 林爱明。
之后林爱明姊妹。在我们弟兄姊妹下水之后，我们会一同来唱这个诗歌一次，唱一节。
Brother Li Junzhang, have you confessed that you are a sinner and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes. 张立军弟兄，你承认自己是个罪人，并且接受耶稣基督做你的救主和生命的主吗？
Yes. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, unto Christ Jesus.
我们奉父子圣灵的名为你施浸，归入基督。
Next, Sister Ning Aiming,
爱明姊妹。
下一个the next one is Brother 王建民。
之后是王建民弟兄。
Sister Aimin Lin, have you confessed that you are a sinner and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
林爱明姊妹，你承认自己是个罪人，并且接受耶稣基督做你的救主和生命的主吗？
We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into Christ Jesus.
我们奉父子圣灵的名为你施浸，归入基督。
Thank you.
Okay, our brother Wang Jianmin.
Wang Jianmin, 弟兄.
Next one is Sister Gao Ling.
Father Jianmin Wang, have you confessed that you are a sinner and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Wang Jianmin, 弟兄，我你承认自己是个罪人，并且接受耶稣基督做你的救主和生命的主吗？
Yes.
We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into Christ Jesus.
我们奉父子圣灵的名为你施浸，归入基督。
Sister Gao Ling, and the next one, the last one will be Brother Raymond Chan.
Sister Ling Gao, have you confessed that you are a sinner, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
高林姐妹，你承认自己是个罪人，并且接受耶稣基督做你的救主和生命的主吗？
We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into Christ Jesus.
我们奉父子圣灵的名为你施浸，归入基督。
Raymond Chang.
Father Raymond Chan, have you confessed that you are a sinner, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Raymond Chan, 弟兄，你承认自己是个罪人，并且接受耶稣基督做你的救主和生命的主吗？
Yeah. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into Christ Jesus.
我们奉父子圣灵的名为你施浸，归入基督。
Let's have a few prayers as committing our brothers and sisters to the Lord as the Lord leads. So we'll open the time.
Please.
Oh, 你的一路的带领，
Such a joy, Lord, that we can witness your saving power in the lives of these five ones.
哇，是何等的喜乐，我们能够见证你拯救的能力在这五位的弟兄姊妹们身上。
Our prayer as they just went through the waters and came out of it is that your Holy Spirit may lead them into all the reality of which baptism speaks.
哦，主，我们的祷告就是弟兄姊妹们下到水里又出来，你的圣灵能够带领他们一路来经历这些这受浸的实际。
Of a life that now is buried with Christ and risen with Christ to the glory of God.
如今他们与主同死同复活。
Help them, Lord, to day by day walk with you.
帮助他们每日与你同行。
Help them day by day to feed on you, Lord Jesus.
帮助他们每日饮用你的话语。
Lead them into the fellowship of the body of Christ.
带领他们进入身体的交通。
We commit them into your hands.
And
even as we remember, Lord, that after Israel crossed the Red Sea, they were out of the reach of the enemy. We pray, hedge these ones from any attack of the enemy.
我们也纪念正如以色列人出了过了红海就不再受埃及人的追捕我们也把弟兄姊妹们交在你的保守的保护之中他们不再受仇敌的搅扰
So that they may live in the days ahead, rejoicing in the Lord always.
让他们能够喜乐地活在你的同在里
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣的名求
Amen.
Amen.
We are dismissed, brothers and sisters.
我们散会弟兄姊妹们 有请弟兄们可以来帮忙前面的这个受浸的池子。 把诗歌本和椅子带上去。
Right.